sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Here at News Radio 92.3, it is Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Always appreciate your interaction and for making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it here. Well, continuing coverage of Tropical Storm Idalia as it is continuing to strengthen. Right now, still Tropical Storm Idalia, but by the end of the day is likely to become a hurricane. And as it continues north-northeastward, will likely forecasted to reach major hurricane status as a Cat 3 storm. It's 120 mile per hour max winds as it will likely make landfall on Florida's west coast in the Big Bend area. Sometime Wednesday morning, not sure if that's going to be overnight in the early morning hours or later on. The National Hurricane Center putting its latest advisory out at 4 this afternoon, saying its maximum sustained winds are at 70 miles per hour right now. Towards the end of last hour, we said that according to a tweet from Jim Cantore, that if and when Idalia does strengthen into a major hurricane, it is possible that we have two major hurricanes churning at the same time in the Atlantic Basin. That, of course, would be Idalia and Franklin. The last time that's happened, Irma and Jose back in September of 2017. So 5 years since that phenomenon, and still very early here in the peak of hurricane season. So already getting two major hurricanes out of the way here. But, of course, our thoughts are with those in the path of Idalia, not us this time, but might be us next time. So we are certainly thinking about those individuals there. We talked last hour with Escambia County Emergency Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore. He, along with Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins, Santa Rosa County's Tim Trowbridge, already mobilized over to Tallahassee. They're going to be in Lafayette County for the storm, and so we'll hear what Gilmore had to say. Also, Thor, the county's mobile command center, is heading to Tallahassee tomorrow to provide extra work room, so we'll hear what he has to say coming up here. We do start with our top three stories. Of course, we've talked a lot about Idalia already. Here's National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan talking about the primary threat that they expect to see.
In this Big Bend region from Chassawiska to Asilah River, we are expecting to see somewhere in that area inundation of 7 to 11 feet above ground level. So these are areas you do not want to be in. If you've been asked to evacuate by your local officials, please heed that advice.
And again, between 7 to 11 feet of storm surge, some areas could get around 12. Flash flooding with 4 to 8 inches possible. Large swath from the Tampa Bay region to North Florida and even into the Carolinas as well. So again, 70 mile per hour max winds right now. It is still a tropical storm, but likely to become a hurricane by the end of the day today. Also today, former President Trump's federal election interference case will start in the middle of the Republican presidential primaries. In fact, the day before Super Tuesday, as the Obama-appointed judge scheduled the trial to start on March 4th of 2024. Also today, on the campus of the University of North Carolina, police issuing an all-clear after there was a hunt for an armed and dangerous person, reports of an active shooter, ABC News reporting that one faculty member was killed this afternoon. UNC student interviewed here.
There was people there saying, it's okay, just stay where you are, police are coming, and then finally the police started surrounding the building, getting everything together, and all the students are safe now over there.
Police swarmed the school and had the campus on lockdown for hours this afternoon. Those are our top three stories today. Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, our roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, and 29 and 90 also running smoothly throughout our area. If you do see something on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to be seeing some rain throughout this evening. Right now, light rain throughout Bay Minette, Daphne, as well as Locksley, Robertsdale, and Summerdale and Mobile. So we're going to be seeing the rest of that rain coming throughout Pensacola and Milton, Pace, Navarre later this evening. Coming up tonight, we do have a low of 77 with some thunderstorms likely, of course. Right now, a few clouds, 88 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index at 98. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Pensacola Energy. Did you know that the most natural gas appliances work even with no power? Be storm ready with natural gas from Pensacola Energy. You can learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, thanks so much. So last hour we talked to County Emergency Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore. So he, along with Escambia County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins, are heading towards Lafayette County. That's where they're going to be set up.
What our task is we'll be doing EOC augmentation. So the emergency manager there has asked for resources to come in to act as operations section chief, logistics section chief, and planning section chief.
Also says that the county's mobile command unit known as Thor will be heading to Tallahassee in the morning.
So Thor will be set up in Tallahassee. He's going to set up Thor in Tallahassee so they have extra workroom for a lot of the vendors and logistics that will be working out of Thor in Tallahassee.
And, of course, Gilmore says that we have certainly been on the receiving end of help, assistance, and aid from other counties. So could look at it as returning the favor, but it's just what we do this time of year.
Unlike Escambia County, where we're blessed, where we have a lot of resources here in this county, a lot of community partnerships and everything, they don't have the magnitude of partnerships and the resources that we have in Escambia County.
So, yeah, some good look at the local resources that are either in or headed to kind of the central area where the storm is likely to make landfall. Also, in local news today, pretty interesting night last night at movie theaters, not just locally but around the country as well, but dangerous situations as Pensacola police say there was crowds of hundreds of teens that were fighting in the parking lot. Three juveniles were taken into custody after that. So this was a part of the National Cinema Night where tickets were only $4 nationwide. Also at the W Street Theater, there was actually a fight that broke out inside the theater, leading to management pulling the fire alarm. Investigators say that these were isolated incidents. Escambia County deputies say that there were no arrests at that particular incident, but these happening within about half hour of each other last night. So pretty bizarre, scary situation there. Also, Baptist Hospital putting out their latest monthly update as the countdown gets closer to the opening of their new campus on Brent Lane. And officials say that comfort and convenience for those we serve are at the forefront of their designs.
All patient rooms also offer a sleeper sofa, ensuring comfort for loved ones at a patient's side. The surgery department is equipped with a private elevator solely for surgical patients to maintain privacy throughout their stay.
A sleeper sofa sounds pretty good. Of course, other amenities including a bistro with a pizza oven, Panera Bread, retail pharmacies, as well. Also, a one-stop shop engagement system for all patient rooms featuring a call button, entertainment, meal ordering, and an interactive digital e-care board as well. As a look at what's happening here locally, of course, a lot of attention being paid to Hurricane Idalia. More on that coming up in our state headlines when we return. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu.
Go here, get there.
Pensacola State College.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddleboat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit PlayPensacola.com or follow social media at PlayPColaParks. It's time to get out and play.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet.
Pensacola right now, Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Governor DeSantis just a moment ago announcing that tolls are going to be suspended along Florida's west coast. Just another way of preparing there, as some evacuations have been given on the west coast there. And we'll play some audio here right after traffic and weather, talking about kind of some instructions on how to evacuate. You know, I don't know about you, Gracie, but I know from me, you know, I've been in Florida since 2014. I've only experienced one hurricane. But, you know, any time that I have thought about, you know, hurricane evacuations, it involves people, you know, going hundreds of miles, you know, crossing the state or whatever. And he was saying that, hey, you know, in a lot of cases, talking specifically about this storm, is that, you know, people don't really need to evacuate. I mean, they can still say that stay in their county. It's just rather of, hey, if you are in low ground, get to high ground. The buildings, the hotels, all that are well equipped to handle the winds. But the storm surge is the thing that we're most concerned about. So pretty interesting that soundbite that I thought was interesting anyway. We'll play that right after here. Traffic and weather together on the fives.
Yeah, 625 right now. We're looking good on our roads, I-10 and I-110, not showing any major slowdowns. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach also looking good. We do have some slow-moving traffic on Pensacola Beach. That's going to be on Pensacola Beach via DeLuna, looking slow-moving in both directions right near Fort Pickens. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, we do have some heavy rain, or you know, rain coming to our area right now. So we have light rain currently throughout Mobile, as well as Locksley, and just north of Foley, Summerdale, getting some light rain, and just now getting rain throughout McDavid and Century. So if you see anything else on the roads, call the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Low for this evening is 77, and it is 88 in our area currently. If you see anything else on the roads, again, call the traffic line. I'm Gracie News Radio 92.3.
All right, thank you so much. 626 here, News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at some state headlines here. So Governor Ron DeSantis giving plenty of updates this afternoon. He's done, I think, now four news conferences in Tallahassee. Also spent some time in Central Florida just talking about evacuation plans, talking about storm surge and the amount of fuel that they have stashed away as they try to drum up and get things ready to go for the aftermath of the storm. Here was him talking about those evacuations.
When you're told to evacuate, you do not need to get in your car and drive so you're outrunning the storm or going to a different state or driving hundreds and hundreds of miles. If you're in a vulnerable area, you evacuate to higher ground in a safe structure. A lot of times you don't even need to leave your county.
And DeSantis also talking about the preparation and getting things ready for the storm's aftermath.
We had a good fuel response with Hurricane Ian. A lot of the gas stations got up pretty quickly. There may not end up being major interruptions in fuel supply, but there may be. And so we want to make sure that we have that available.
And DeSantis says they have 200,000 gallons of fuel stashed away there. Also, the National Hurricane Center talking about that storm surge projections. It's the primary threat here. Some areas around 7 to 11 feet are forecasted.
The circulation of Idalia is going to push water from the Gulf of Mexico up into places like Charlotte Harbor, Tampa Bay, in the Big Bend region, where the storm surge is very, very sensitive here to that sort of onshore southwesterly and southerly flow with an approaching hurricane.
And also saying 4 to 8 inches of flash flooding possible in areas of the west coast of Florida, Tampa Bay region, all the way into the Carolinas as well, as Idalia will make landfall likely as a Cat 3, but will continue as a Cat 1 until it gets to the other side on the east coast of the United States there. Also in state headlines, terrible story in Broward County where a sheriff's office helicopter went down in Pompano Beach, and it crashed into an apartment complex. Here was the sheriff talking about that today.
They were fighting for their own life. A fire broke out on board. They did their very best, from my understanding now, to try to extinguish that fire, but additional mechanical issues occurred, resulting in our unit crashing into one of our local residents here.
So two people died, four others were hospitalized in that terrible accident there.
Also, Jacksonville Sheriff T.K. Waters is calling a gunman's racist manifesto a diary of a madman. Waters says that the 21-year-old male shot and killed three black people inside a Dollar General store in what's being called a racially motivated shooting.
His sickening ideology is not representative of the values of this Jacksonville community that we all love so much.
Waters says that the shooter appears to have purchased his firearms legally. Also coming out of South Florida, police in South Florida say a 16-year-old died in a shooting at a quinceañera celebration. Three others were hurt in an argument at a park that turned into a shootout. The 17-year-old suspect was taken into custody and charged with first-degree murder.
And so again, right now, just shy of 6:30, we've got the Fox News update coming up, but the National Hurricane Center's latest advisory on Tropical Storm Idalia has max sustained winds at 70 miles per hour. It is still Tropical Storm Idalia right now. By the end of the day, forecasted to become a hurricane and a major hurricane by 1 a.m. Wednesday morning. Landfall sometime between, I would say, the mid to late morning hours of Wednesday into early Wednesday afternoon. So that's looking like it's not quite as fast. I think earlier this morning, the advisors were saying you would make landfall at around 1 a.m. Wednesday. Now that's looking like it's going to be later on in the day Wednesday. 6:30 right now, we've got a quick break. Fox News update is coming up, and we're back with more headlines, taking a look at our national news coming up next. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. A suspect is in custody after a shooting at the UNC campus at Chapel Hill that left a faculty member dead.
UNC police were notified of shots being fired in Cottle Laboratories on our campus. The suspect was eventually apprehended and is now in custody.
UNC Chapel Hill Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz. That shooting prompting a campus-wide lockdown on the school's first day of classes. Florida's Gulf Coast preparing for the arrival of Hurricane Idalia.
The storm is then forecast to make landfall along Florida's Big Bend Wednesday morning as a major hurricane. And the 5 o'clock advisory, the National Hurricane Center nudged the track a little bit to the west.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, that storm expected to bring life-threatening storm surge and winds of up to 115 miles per hour. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Instacart is moving ahead with plans to go public. The grocery delivery company disclosed its paperwork filed with the Securities Exchange Commission, noting that it would be listed with the symbol CART, C-A-R-T. Instacart reports that it had sales of just under $1.5 billion for the first 6 months of this year. A report today says Rite Aid is about to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The Wall Street Journal says the drugstore chain made that decision because it needs to cover more than $3.3 billion in debt connected to lawsuits that allege Rite Aid overprescribed opioid painkillers. The news sent Rite Aid shares plummeting 51% today. It was a volatile week on Wall Street, but it did end on a positive note. The major indexes all solidly higher today. The S&P 500 rose 29 points. The Dow Industrials rebounded 247. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite leaped 127. The S&P and NASDAQ both notched a weekly gain. However, the Dow did not. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. The last and only two-time Heisman Trophy winner was Ohio State's Archie Griffin in the early 70s. Voters clearly aren't interested in changing that, but USC's Caleb Williams might not give them a choice. If Williams stays healthy, it's hard to imagine him not having elite numbers in Lincoln Riley's offense. He's the Patrick Mahomes of college football right now. A lot can happen, but someone is going to need an incredible season to knock off USC's talented star. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Kick your hiring process into hyper gear with Indeed, the hiring solution that helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Ooh, definitely Nugs
Spicy
and
Chicken
a Frosty.
Sandwich,
Dave's single
and a Frosty for me.
And a Frosty. Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price of participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Peedmore Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus, the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Peedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by Vincentric. See dealer for details.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hope you're having a great Monday. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have to monitor it just in case there's rain tomorrow night. But bands on the beach back every Tuesday night. That's thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion starting at 7. So scheduled for tomorrow with, you know, if there's no rain, then that'll be awesome. It's going to be the Jay Williams Band. So just keep that in mind. Bands on the Beach is every Tuesday night going all throughout the month of October on Pensacola Beach starting at 7. It's going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 also checking in clear. And if you do see something slowing you down this evening, just go ahead and call the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Alan Strum is going to give us an update on what's going on in weather this week.
Warm, humid weather continues, and we've got a high rain chance over the next several days. High temperatures will be in the low 90s, and overnight lows will be in the 70s. Idalia will move over the Gulf and strike Florida on Wednesday, potentially as a major hurricane. The local impacts, dangerous surf and high seas. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, thank you so much. Taking a look at national headlines here before we get to what's happening in the world of sports today. So the former President Trump said to be arraigned in his Georgia election interference case next week. Fulton County judge says the arraignments for all 19 co-defendants will be on September 6th. Trump will be first about 9:30 Eastern time on that, I believe that's what, a Wednesday morning? Or is that Tuesday? Let me check. 6, yep, that's a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So he'll be first next week.
Also, the death toll after a wildfire in Lahaina is still at 115 people. More than three victims' names were publicly released on Sunday. The death count remains at 115 for nearly a week, but hundreds of people still remain missing or unaccounted for.
Commander of the U.S. 7th Fleet says China's aggressive behavior in the South China Sea must be challenged and checked. Vice Admiral Carl Thomas spoke following the recent use of a water cannon against a Philippine vessel by China's Coast Guard. Thomas assured the Philippines of U.S. backing in the face of what he called shared challenges in the region.
Also, Missouri's ban on transgender health care for minors took effect today. A judge recently denied a request for a preliminary injunction and prevents transgender minors from accessing hormone therapies, puberty blockers, and transitional surgeries. The ban also prevents the state's Medicaid program from reimbursing or providing coverage for those procedures.
Also, the White House weighing in on the plane crash involving Wagner boss Yevgeny Prigozhin. Here was Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are increasingly confident that Prigozhin died in the plane crash.
And Russian officials said that he was confirmed dead yesterday after molecular genetic examinations.
Also, an investigation into reports that a National Guardsman on the Texas border fired across the Rio Grande and hitting a man on the other side in Mexico. A Spanish language newspaper in El Paso says that a 37-year-old man was hit in the leg near the Bridge of Americas, which is a popular spot for illegal crossings, but it's not believed that he was crossing the river.
Looking at the world of sports today, so U.S. Open starting today with day one, half of the first round matches taking place today, the other half tomorrow. Right now, Coco Gauff in action in prime time. Novak Djokovic will be coming up a little bit later. Earlier on, an upset on the men's side, fourth-seeded Holger Rune lost. 10-seeded American Francis Tiafoe won his first match. He was a semifinalist last year. And Sloane Stephens lost her first match earlier today. Major League Baseball, the Angels leading the Phillies 3-1 right now in the fourth. Yankees and Tigers scoreless in the fourth. So, too, are the White Sox and Orioles in the second. Nationals leading the Blue Jays 1-0. The Red Sox over the Astros 2-1 in the second. A little bit later on today, the Braves out west taking on the Rockies in Coors Field in Colorado. That one starting at 7:40 first pitch time. Health, business, and science notes today. Recent Canadian wildfire smoke is blamed for a major jump in asthma-related trips to the ER. The CDC says that researchers found that they were 17% higher than usual in areas where wildfire smoke covered the region, triggering air quality alerts between April and August. On June 7th alone, in New York State, there was an 82% jump in asthma-related trips to the ER.
Also, more workers across industries are demanding improvements in compensations and working conditions, leading a record number of strikes this year. More than 320,000 workers have participated in at least 230 strikes so far this year. UPS workers and airline pilots have won rich labor deals. Hollywood writers and actors will also, or Hollywood writers and actors as well as auto workers are going to be or could be next. Gallup reports that 71% of Americans approved of labor unions in 2022, the highest since 1965.
Well, putting some squash on the effort to get Starbucks workers to unify, employees at the Chicago Starbucks Reserve Roastery rejected union membership. That's big because they are the largest Starbucks in the world. Workers United was trying to get Starbucks workers across the country to sign up to form a union there.
Also, the Department of Transportation is hitting American Airlines with the largest ever fine for keeping passengers waiting on the tarmac. The airline was fined $4 million for long delays involving 43 different flights affecting more than 5,800 passengers between 2018 and 2021.
Taking a look at some pop culture headlines today, we'd like to think that this is exactly how he was announced when he went through the pearly gates.
And now, here is the star of The Price is Right, Bob Barker!
Yeah, that was the unmistakable voice of Rod Roddy, who passed away in 2003. Tributes continue pouring in for Barker, who served as the host of The Price is Right from 1975 to 2007. Many sick days, some legitimate, some not, spent watching The Price is Right noon on CBS each and every day. The joke going around social media is that Barker came as close as he could to 100 without going over, dying at the age of 99.
Wow. Also this weekend, Elton John was hospitalized after suffering from a slip while home on a Sunday night. The 76-year-old was taken to Princess Grace Hospital and kept overnight for observation. A representative for Elton John says in a statement that he's home now and he's in good health.
Also, the Ohio man known as Joe the Plumber has died at the age of 49. He rose to fame during the 2008 presidential campaign when he challenged then-candidate Barack Obama on his proposed tax plan. After that, Republican candidate John McCain started making reference to Joe the Plumber, and his popularity took off.
Also, Zach Bryan, a fast-rising country star, is going to be heading on tour next year.
I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home.
So the Quit in Time Tour is going to be hitting stadiums and arenas starting on March 6th in Chicago. The U.S. Navy veteran just released his latest self-titled album last week on Friday, and he's wrapping up his 2023 Burn, Burn, Burn tour this week.
Also, there was a lot of hoopla surrounding a 200-year-old time capsule that was opened today at West Point. So there was a lot of speculation after this was accidentally discovered inside of a monument last May. There was speculation that it could have been class rosters, uniform buttons, maybe even some musket balls inside. Instead,
we don't want to think that they went to all the trouble to put this box in the monument and not put anything in it. So what we're going to do is we're going to collect all the silt at a later point. We'll screen it through a fine mesh screen to see if we can find any remains in it and determine what, if anything, was in here.
Yep, just silt. That was it. I mean, it's one thing if you're just going to, like, open the box and live stream them opening it, but, I mean, they put together this whole big, it was like 45-minute ceremony where you had Army dignitaries, historians, and all of the people, you know, just talking about this, and then they open it at the very end, and that's what's inside, so.
Yeah, that's really just depressing, honestly.
Yeah.
646 right now. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. We're looking great on the roads. I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also looking good. And if you do see something on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. For weather, we do have some rain expected for later this evening throughout our area. Currently, we have some light rain throughout Mobile County and getting into Baldwin County and just west of Century, McDavid, and Molino, also getting some rain, so just keep that in mind. Right now, throughout Pensacola, we do have a few clouds in 88 and a low of 77 for this evening. We're going to expect some rain coming up tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night at 80% chance of rain. I'm Grace Chen, News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by HCA Florida Healthcare. So sharp stomach pains, consult a nurse, answers around the clock, and consult a nurse, HAC Florida Healthcare. They can show up for you. You can call 844-706-8773. And it's free. I'm Grace Young, News Radio 92.3.
All right. Also, let's see here. We're looking at some wacky and weird headlines. So, pretty interesting one. There's a new app. It's a concierge app. It's called Myria, one of the two. But don't bother rushing to the App Store for it because you won't qualify. Well, I shouldn't say you definitely won't qualify, but you likely won't. And here's the reason why. Is because it's an invite-only app, and you have to have a net worth of at least $30 million to join. There's less than 100 members so far. The average net worth is around $600 million, and members pay a membership fee of $30,000. Okay, you're asking the question, well, what in the world is this app for? So it's basically this guy who is super well-connected to, like, all these rich people in sports, entertainment, whatever, and if you're a member, you can basically text the app and say, hey, I'm trying to do this. And this is like, I'm trying to get last minute tickets to some big sporting event or whatever. I'm trying to go on elaborate trips. I need a private jet, whatever. And this guy basically just hooks you up. And it seems like effortless because this guy is pretty well known. He's pretty successful. I mean, he's charging people $30,000 a year to do this service for people. So it's very highfalutin, but pretty interesting and just dreaming of something that I would never be able to do and never be able to check out. So, but someone in the, I think it was the New York Post, got access to it and did a story on it, and now this thing's blown up, that rich people have this app where they can just get things that nobody else can.
Yeah. Lifestyle of the rich and famous seems nice, I guess. Well, remember a couple of weeks ago we reported on a guy who in California, he was robbing a family's garage, and he stopped and he started talking to the dog for a while before he then stole the bike.
Yeah.
Well, cops in San Diego finally arrested the guy, so he went viral trying to steal a bike in a garage. They haven't released his name, but he is 42 years old. A few weeks ago, the man walked into the garage, grabbed a $1,300 e-bike and then walked out. And as he was leaving, the golden retriever walked up to say hello. The thief stopped to talk to the dog for about a minute, gave him kisses before leaving with the $1,300 bike.
Yeah, well, good that he's been captured, and I hope the bike gets returned. And I think he should be the one that does that has to return the bike so he can see the dog again.
Yeah.
We'd love to see that video. 6:50 right now. We'll take our final break tonight. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Thinking about upgrading your home with durable floors that's pet-proof, waterproof, and comes with a lifetime warranty? Hurry in to Vinyl Plank for Less. They're clearing out inventory to make room for new arrivals. Save big, up to 15% off their everyday low prices with purchase of professional installation, and make your dream floor more affordable with their 12-month zero financing option. Shop today, because this sale ends September 9th. Located on Highway 31 in Spanish Fort and Glover Lane in Milton. Vinyl Plank for Less, turning houses into homes one plank at a time.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and I know for those of you who had been looking for the podcast recently, they haven't been available because we switched websites and providers, but we are starting to get them back up. For example, Friday's Transgressors Memorial Service is up, and this morning we had a really good conversation with Attorney General Ashley Moody about opioids and about flash robs in California, what we're doing here differently, and what her office does in relation to storms like Idalia. That's available on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
More news, more talk with Markley Van Kevin Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Of course, we're going to be giving updates, leading up to Wednesday about the hurricane coming to Florida. But real quickly, we're going to get a look at our local roads and local weather for this evening. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns throughout our area. We do have just a small patch of delays on I-10 in Holt. That's going to be going in the westbound direction. So just keep that in mind. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. And if you see something else on the road, just give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. We do have a few clouds throughout Pensacola and Milton with 88. Tonight's low is going to be 77. Coming up tomorrow, expect some rain, starting off at 50% chance of rain throughout the early afternoon and morning, and turning into 80% of rain for Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday night, with a high of 93 tomorrow. Taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, we do have some light rain going pouring throughout Atmore, Bay Minette, Foley. So we will be seeing some rain coming up later this evening. I'm Gracie Undies Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, 6:55 here at News Radio 92.3. Finishing up, as we always do, with a look at what's happening in good news. So, of course, we spent a lot of time talking about the wildfires and seeing some good stories come out of this. And one of those being a Seattle 5-year-old boy who opened a lemonade stand to give the money to the Maui Strong Fund. And he and his family didn't comprehend that anything would they would be able to raise nearly as much money as they did.
We were in Hawaii last week on the Big Island, and we heard about the fires in Maui. And then on a family walk on Thursday night, he was like, "Mom, maybe we can do one of those stands." It took me a minute, and he was like, "A lemonade stand, you know, and I could sell food and popsicles."
We're selling popsicles and some toys, sparkling water, suckers.
We were shocked at how generous everybody was. With our matching donations, it becomes $16,500.
So, yeah, very cool story there. $16,000 all going to help Maui recover.
That is awesome. Also, some good news, raising some money for charity. An 18-pound ham was sold for a record $10 million at a Kentucky State Fair last week. It's part of an annual fundraiser auction, and all the money goes to charity. A big chunk of the fund raised is going to build 57 new homes for flood victims in the state.
And also in good news, so a 9-year-old girl from Texas accidentally left her favorite doll on a plane in Tokyo. But thankfully, the good deeds of an American Islands pilot, she got her doll back. So James Dannon lives a few miles from her and actually flies to Tokyo a lot. So he got word of it, picked up the doll this month and flew it 5,880 miles back home. So that doll has quite the world traveler. Round trip around 11,000 miles, so it's already made it halfway towards the circumference of the Earth. So a pretty cool story there. Also, we spent a little bit of time earlier this hour talking about the movies and how this $4 movie thing on Sunday may be a thing of the past. I don't know. We'll see if theaters will like to do it moving forward, but a lot of issues, not just here locally, but nationwide as well. But as far as the actual box office results, Gran Turismo coming out number one, $17.3 million. Barbie, $17.1 million to finish in second place. And also Barbie getting a release in IMAX theaters later on in September. So that's pretty cool there. 6:58 here, News Radio 92.3, almost wrapped up with the Monday edition of the show. And Gracie, you know, we're obviously on high alert with Adalia. We talked last hour that with Adalia likely to be forecasted as a Cat 3 storm when it makes landfall, that this could be only the first time since 2017 that there have been two major hurricanes at the same time. So it would be Adalia and Franklin if things go the way that we think they will. You are not only living in the state of Florida, you are from the state of Florida, South Central Florida. So I'll ask you as we finish here, any vivid hurricane memories stand out in your lifetime?
I feel like Hurricane Charlie was the worst. That's when I was back home. And I was little, okay. But I remember like sleeping in my mom's closet with my sister and being so mad when the power went out because that meant our like little TV that we put in there wasn't going to work. But I slept through Sally when I was here, so.
Have you ever evacuated for one?
I definitely have when I was little. Nothing that I really remember, but I know, I don't know what hurricane it was. But I know when I was little, we went to Georgia. I just thought it was vacation, though.
All right. 6:59, that'll do it for a Monday edition of Pensacola Right Now. Continuing coverage of what likely will be Hurricane Adalia when you wake up tomorrow. Starting off with Andrew, of course, Pensacola Morning News. Continuing throughout the day with News Radio 92.3 team coverage. And Wednesday as well. So we'll see you tomorrow, 4 to 7, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.